The recommendation to integrate distributed energy resources came in a report issued by a research institute that's backed by the power industry. And the institute and the industry hope that that report will be a rallying cry for improving the nation's electricity grid. It says more investment and smarter policy are needed to avoid a repeat of this month's northeastern blackout. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Electric Power Research Institute, or EPRI, had drafted its policy prescription before the blackout. But CEO Kurt Yeager hopes fresh memories of the power outage will turn what might have been a forgotten white paper into an urgent political manifesto.
Fortunately, we don't see this happen very often, but given the amount of both public and political attention to the power delivery system that was occasioned by the events of August 14th, I'm hopeful.
Yeager says it will take more than just additional wires to bring the transmission grid up to date. EPRI is calling for a 21st century transformation, using new technology to build a smart, self-healing power supply system. Yeager says the existing grid, with its old mechanical switches, is simply not up to the demands of an increasingly networked digital economy.
If we had a railroad, no matter how good a railroad it was, but if it took us 10 days to open or close a switch, we wouldn't move many trains, and I don't think we'd feel we had very good control of the system.
Some observers have cited a lack of speedy control and coordination as likely contributors to the spread of the northeastern blackout. EPRI estimates it would cost about $100 billion over the next 10 years to update the grid. That's about $100 a year for the typical residential electric customer. Yeager insists that cost would be more than offset by increased reliability throughout the economy, which he says would save the typical household up to $500 a year.
The savings here in terms of goods and services to people would very rapidly outweigh the cost in a particular year.
EPRI is calling on the users of electricity rather than the government to pay for the system's upgrade, but the government does have a role to play in setting the conditions to encourage private investment. Commissioner Nora Mead Brownell of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission admits the government has sent conflicting signals which have discouraged spending on the grid. She's heard the same thing from would-be power investors.
The message has been consistent. No way is money going this until we know what the rules are going to look like, and I think that's what we've been trying to do for the last 2 years. We've been trying to do it for the last 10, and that's a long time to be restructuring.
The energy bill now pending in Congress would provide some incentives for investment in electric transmission, but some in the industry feel the electricity elements of the bill have taken a back seat to more controversial provisions such as oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Like Yeager, Brownell hopes the blackout will put those electricity measures in the spotlight and encourage policymakers to make progress on the energy package.
If we don't look at this as an opportunity to say, we are moving forward and we are moving forward tomorrow, I'll be very saddened, because this is about the economic infrastructure of our country.
EPRI estimates the current, less than reliable electric system is already costing the U.S. economy on the order of $100 billion a year. And that figure was calculated before the nation's biggest blackout. Scott Horsley, NPR News.